Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of Straight from the Hip. I'm your host, Joel, and everybody who is listening, I would like to tell you right now that if there is a few choice words that come by this podcast, I apologize ahead of time. It's just something that might just happen. So, for those who are listening, now, today I would like to talk to you guys about traffic. Now, I live in Palm Harbor, Florida, and I've seen my fair share of craziness on the road. Now, I don't understand what it is. I mean, people, we all take the same driving test, right? But it seems like people just, they think that the rules don't apply to them. You know? It's like turn signals, okay? People will swing into my lane, and they will not even use their turn signals. I didn't even know they were coming. How the heck was I supposed to know they were coming? And they don't even tell me they were coming. I'm just cruising along down US 19. Next thing I know, this person just swings on in my lane. Now, I understand you need to get over into my lane because you need to get off the turn. But all you had to do was just turn on the turn signal, and I would have slowed down for you. I would realize, oh, look, you need to get over. But they don't do that. They think, oh, I just swing over and get in that lane. Listen, people, okay? Now, I understand, okay? I understand. We all miss our exits, okay? We all miss our exits. But listen, why don't you just get off on the next exit, make a U-turn, and then come back and go hit your exit? It's not hard. It's really not hard. Now, I understand you might be crunched for time. You might be in a rush. But listen, I've seen too many wrecks on the highway. Too many wrecks. Okay, there was a wreck just today. And it really, really messes up traffic. Because, I mean, it backs us all the way up. Everybody has to squeeze into one tiny little lane because somebody wasn't paying attention. Now, if there was a mechanical problem with the car and that's what caused the wreck, hey, I guess in that instance, I can't fault the person because they couldn't really help it. You know, the mechanical problem with the car, it makes them cause a wreck. But majority of these people are just not paying attention. I mean, I go down and I see, you know, you pass by the wreck like everybody does, you know, once I finally get past the wreck, and I see a skid mark all the way, almost all, you know, down all the way to the wreck. Now, that just tells me right there that somebody slammed on brakes and was skidding all the way. Now, that I don't think was a mechanical problem. I think that was just people not paying attention. Okay? Now, you guys need to just learn to drive and use your turn signal and tell people what you're doing on the road. People don't know what you're thinking. Okay? And I'm not just talking about on the highway. I'm also talking about on the road, too. Okay? I'll be driving on the road, and people, you know, okay, I'm going down the lane. People need to maybe take a right turn. And so what do? They just, oh, I'm over in the left lane. I need to make a right turn. Well, rather than go down a little bit and make a U-turn and then maybe come back, you know, and do something a little bit safe, they'd rather just sling on over, crossing from their lane to into my lane and then over into the turn lane to go right. Now, that's dangerous because not only are you are you swinging over into my lane, but you're also swinging over into the right turn lane, and there might be somebody there who's actually wanting to make a right turn. And then you could actually cause a wreck in my lane and their lane if you think of it right. And I just don't understand Florida drivers, man. Don't understand Florida drivers. It just amazes me, man. It just amazes me how many wrecks I see on the road. And it's just common. Probably a lot of those things are common mistakes. And I don't think, I mean, I hate that you got in a wreck. I really do. I hate that you got in a wreck. I've been in a wreck myself, okay? So I know it's no fun being in a wreck. It's scary. And it's very, very bad for the both of y'all. But a lot of these wrecks that happen can be fixed by just a simple turn signal. Now I'm not saying all these wrecks were based off of turn signals. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that a lot of these drivers that I've seen on the road almost cause wrecks. Just because they're not using a turn signal. No, just because they think that I automatically know that they're going to make a left, switch the lanes or whatever. Heck, I was on the road the other day. This truck slammed on brakes because he didn't know the car in front of him was slowed down. And he didn't just put the brakes. The car went, you know what I'm saying? And I was just sitting there like, come on. And it was close, man. If he wouldn't have been paying attention that second, that would have been wrecked right there. Right in front of me. So, I don't know, man. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to keep this short tonight. Because I'm tired. And this is only the first episode, so I don't know how this is all going to go. I don't have a plan for it. All I'm really going to do is just talk straight from my head. Go from my head to the voice. And use my words. But tonight we'll keep it very short, and I hope that you guys enjoy the podcast for what it is, and hopefully tomorrow's podcast will be a lot better. All right, talk to y'all later.